Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
A stormy and very wet day awaits Limpopo. There's a yellow level 2 warning for disruptive rain over the extreme northern eastern parts of Limpopo. Also, that yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms, and that can come with possible strong winds and hail. That's for the central parts of Limpopo. Isolated showers and thunder showers can be expected over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga and the northwest. And then it will be warm in places, including the Lowveld. Pretoria up to 28, Joburg 25, Mbombela and Polokwane 24, Emalahleni 21, Rustenburg up to 31 degrees.
In Pretoria on Ufius Road eastbound, a collision near the N14 highway.
A former police official has been found guilty of the shooting and killing of a young anti-apartheid activist back in 1987. 65-year-old Johan Maree was convicted after he pleaded guilty in the High Court in Pretoria to the killing of Kaipus Nyoka. The murder was investigated as part of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that was set up in 1996 to process crimes committed under apartheid. And residents of India's capital, New Delhi, choked in a blanketing toxic smoke this morning as worsening air pollution surged past 50 times the World Health Organization's recommended daily maximum. The city is blanketed in acrid smoke each year. That's blamed on stubble burning by farmers in neighboring regions to clear their fields for ploughing, as well as factories and traffic fumes. I'm Khadija de Souza. There's more news at 8.
Well, the stage is set for a thrilling third T20 international between India and South Africa. The match will be taking place at Supersport Park. Series is currently locked at 1-1. The winner today will take an unassailable lead in the series. Supersport Park is known for producing high-scoring games. The average first innings tally at the venue, 180. So we hope to see a bit of fireworks. First ball is at 5 o'clock. The Pakistan Cricket Board has asked the sports governing body to explain India's refusal to send a team to Pakistan for the Champions Trophy next year. India confirmed last week that they would not tour Pakistan for the 8-team tournament, leaving the fate of the event hanging in the balance. Deteriorating political ties have meant the bitter rivals have not played a bilateral cricket series for over a decade. And Dutch police have made 5 more arrests over the violence which followed a match involving an Israeli team in Amsterdam on Thursday night. The 5 men, all from the Netherlands and aged between 18 and 37, are suspected of public violence against persons before and after the Maccabi Tel Aviv match against local team Ajax. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Think it's great.